Look what he says here. O Lord, Psalm 139, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. He's a searching God and a knowing God. And look what he says he knows about us. He knows when we sit down, he knows when we get up. Knows when we go to bed, he knows when we get up. And listen to this. You understand my thought afar off. You know what I'm going to think before I even think it. And not only that, but look what he says down there in verse 4. There's not a word in my tongue, but O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. You not only know what I think, you know what I'm going to say, and you know when I'm going to do it. Oh my. And then he asked, then he says in verse 6, such knowledge is just too wonderful for me. He said, it's high. I can't attain to it. You're behind me and you're before me, and then you got your hand on me. Oh, that's a wonderful God. That's a God that very few people know anything about. You know, we use that word omni, God's omni. What omni means all, complete, completely. Everything. All. Well, God is omni in every way he is. He's omnipresent. There's not any place you can go. He said, if I make my bed in hell, you're there. If I go up to heaven, you're there. If I get in the dark, it's just like daylight to you. So there's no place I can go. Well, you're not. Before I was ever formed me in my mother's belly, you knew my substance. You knew me being imperfect at that time. So he's on, and then he's omnipotent. I dealt with that last week. He's got all power. There's no power that exists apart from the power of God. Just doesn't do it. And then he's omniscient. That means not only that he's all knowing, but that he's all wise, that his knowledge is based on his wisdom. Now you and I don't have anything. We have very little wisdom. We don't have to know what's going to happen from one hour to the next, but God knows what's going to happen at the very end, because he declared from the beginning just exactly how it's going to come out. And I tell you, some say, well, God doesn't know everything. Well, if he don't, he's not to be worshipped. He's not to be worshipped. But David said, you know, he says there, And verse 1, he says, thou knowest me, Lord. Thou knowest me. Verse 2, thou knowest my downsetting and uprising. Thou understand my thought afar off. You can pass, you get around my path and my lying down. And listen to this, you are acquainted with all my ways. You're acquainted with me and everything I do. That's what he's telling us. And there's not a word in my tongue, O Lord, that thou know. Listen to this. Thou knowest it all together. You know it all. You know it all. You've heard people say, well, you act like you know everything. You know, you get somebody's, you know, act like they talking to you, and you say, boy, you seem like you know everything. You act like you know everything. Well, God does. God does. And I tell you, he knows everything that is, everything that's possible, and he knows it all together. He knows everything that's possible and everything that actually is. You and I, we wonder oftentimes what will be. What will be? We say, what will it be? What will we be? What is going to happen? What are we going to be when we get older? What's going to be when this happens? What will be? But I do know this, God knows what will be. And that's why the scripture says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And we wonder, you know, we can look back and wonder what has been. And God knows what has been, and he knows what's going to be. And I'm thankful for that. He knows all. He knows all events. He knows all creatures. He knows the past, the present, and the future. And Hebrews, you keep Psalm 139. Look in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Here's your verse of scripture about God. No wonder David said, such knowledge is just too wonderful for me. It's just too wonderful for me. He didn't run off and hide someplace and say, oh my goodness, God, I don't want God to see me do this, that, or the other. No, listen, he said, this knowledge is so high for me, so wonderful for me, it's too high for me. I can't get there. Can't get there from here. But look what he said in verse 13 of Hebrews chapter 4. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open under the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Oh, I mean, he's looking at us, seeing us. And you know, this thing about it, he's doing this all over the world. All at the same time. You know, it's dark in some places, it's getting daylight in some places. God's knows what's going on there. He knows everybody, how they slept. He knows everything about them. Now, we're talking about his people. He's talking about who his people. David says, me. He's known me. He knows me. God's knowledge is absolutely perfect. He never errs. He never changes. He never overlooks anything. Absolutely nothing escapes the knowledge of God. Let me show you another in Ezekiel. Look at over here in Ezekiel 11. Ezekiel 11. Here's you know, I love talking about God, love thinking about God. Todd and I was talking yesterday, and he was going to deal with this thing about where Christ was forsaken. You know, him and God were one and the same. One and the same. So how in the world can God forsake his son? And you know, the thing is that when you're dealing with Christ being forsaken of his own father, you're on holy ground right there. How are you going to deal with it? How are you going to deal with him being forsaken? That's one of the most mysterious things in the world. Because in John 3 it says, our Lord said, I'm in heaven with my Father and I'm on earth with you at the same time. So you tell me, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about knowledge that's so far above us. And that's what's so blessed about the Bible. I read lots of books. Lots of books. Oh, Pulp Fiction. I just go through them. That just helps me sleep at night. But I'll tell you this, when you get to dealing with this Bible, you're dealing with something, beloved, that's supernatural. Something that's absolutely spiritual. And there's so many things in this blessed book that we can't get our, as they say, you can't get your mind around. There's some things in this Bible you can't get your mind around. That day, you know, I don't care how dark it is, God says it's daylight to me. I'm going to go over here and hide. I'm going to get in that grave right there and hide. No, God said, I know you. I know exactly where you're at. He said, before you was ever in your mother's belly, before you was formed, he said, I knew all your substance. I knew what you were. No wonder David says such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's so high. It's so high. But look what he said here in Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 5. That's what God said now. He's telling Ezekiel to prophesy now. And he said, and the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak, thus saith the Lord, thus have you said, O house of Israel. Now listen to this now. For I know the things that come into your mind, every one of them. Now he's talking about a whole nation. He said, I know every thought that comes into your mind. Oh my, bless his holy name. Now he's invisible to us, but we're not to him. Oh my. Adam wasn't hid from God when he hid in the trees. And his nakedness wasn't hid from God when he covered himself with fig leaves. God knew where he was, knew what he did, knew everything about it. No one saw Cain slay Abel, but God did. No one saw Achan, and no one knew Achan had stolen that golden wedge and hid it in his tent and buried it, but God knew. David sinned and tried very, very, very hard to cover it up. Took Bathsheba, had her husband killed in a battle, and he thought he had it all covered up and things was fine and dandy, till God sent Nathan the prophet, put his nose between his eyes and says, "You're that man, David. You think God didn't know what's going on? You think we..." You know, God don't... He knew what we were... Me and Shirley was talking the other day about how we surprise ourselves by doing the things that we do. I would have never thought I would have done such and such thing. But God wasn't a bit surprised. God wasn't a bit surprised. Huh? Oh, look here, Psalm 90 and verse 8. You know, this is just what he said here in Psalm 90 and verse 8. "For thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins, in light of thy countenance." You know, whatever you thought, whatever you do, thought you had it covered up, thought nobody knew about it. But then nobody else may, but God does. God does. That's what. And this is, to me now, I don't know about you, but this is one of the most comforting truths to God's people. It really is. That David says, "Thou hast known me. You searched me. I mean, you searched me. You searched my mind. You searched my words. You searched me going up. You searched me going down. You searched my mind. You searched me inside and outside." And I tell you, and then he says, "And I knew you. I know you." And what a blessed, comforting thing. God knows me. Knows exactly what I was. He knows what I am, and he knows what I'm going to do, and he knows when I'm going to do it, and he knows what I am going to be. Now that's comforting to me. I'm standing right here, as far as God's concerned, naked as I can possibly be. Right this moment in time. He knows what I'm thinking before it comes out, not what I'm going to say before it comes out of my mouth. Oh, God knows me, knows what I am. That's why David said, "Oh Lord, what a wretched man that I am." Then he turns around and says, "But Lord, there's no condemnation in you. No condemnation in you." And Paul told the Galatians, he said, "After you have known God..." Or rather, are known of God. And that's why David said here, "Lord, all these things that you've showed me and all these things that you've taught about me," he says there again in verse 6 of Psalm 139, "Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It's high. I can't attain unto it." I can't reach it. I can't get up there. Huh? And you know, he knew us so well. He knew us before we was. Ain't that what he says over here? He says in verse 15, "My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret, before I was ever conceived in my mother's womb." That's what he's talking about. "Curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth." Oh my. "And all my members were written in thy book when they wasn't even fashioned yet. Before I was ever formed, you put my name, put everything about me in your book." And yet, knowing all he knows about us and searching all he searches about it, he loved us. He loved us. Loved us freely. Loved us eternally. He loved us that He gave His Son for us. God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And He told His disciples and He told His sheep, He said, I called you by name. Called you by name. Called you by name. Now I want you to look with me over here in Job 23. Job 23. Talking about what God knows. Oh my goodness. That's just, you know, if you're like me, you get frustrated, you get aggravated, and you pop off and say things you ought not say. And you have to say, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have acted that way. Shouldn't have been frustrated. Shouldn't have been aggravated. Shouldn't have said the way I acted the way I did. Shouldn't have said the things I said. But God knew it before I done it. And that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse. I'm not using that as an excuse. But that's what grace does for you. When God knows you that well, you know you got to say, Lord, I'm sorry. You know you got to say that. But look what He said here in Job 23, in verse 10. But He knoweth the way that I take. He knows what we'll do. Look what it says. He knoweth. He knoweth. You know how many times it talks about God knowing? He knoweth. He knows my downsetting, my prayer. He knows I am known of God and God knows me. He knoweth. I may not know. My friends may not know. But He knows. He knows. In weakness, in weariness, He knows our frame. He said, as a father pitieth his children, even so the Lord pitieth them that fear Him. You know why? Because He knoweth our frame. Knows our frame. What is our frame? What is our frame? Dust. He said, He knoweth our frame, that we're but dust. How weak is dust? And when our souls are in doubt and we're suspicious, He said, Lord, search me. Back over here in Psalm 139. When our souls are in doubt, we're troubled, and we're even suspicious of ourselves. And we cry out, Lord, search me. Look what He says there in verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see and look at me when you see me. If you see anything in me that's wicked, anything in me that's dishonoring to you, anything in me that's despicable and abominable to you, if there's anything in me, oh Lord, take it away and lead me in the way everlasting. Oh God, don't let nothing stay in there. It's not supposed to be there. And when we failed miserably, stumbled badly, not acting as a believer, honoring his master, like Simon Peter did. And the Lord Jesus says, do you love me? Lord, I do. Do you love me? Lord, I do. Do you love me? Lord, you're the one that knows. You're the only one that knows. I'm so suspicious of my love for you and what I am to you. But Lord, you know. You know. Huh? You know. Lord, thou knowest all things. And God's knowledge. Let me show you this. You know why we pray so earnestly? Look what He said in Isaiah 65 and verse 24. Isaiah 65 and verse 24. Look what He says over here. God's knowledge is why we pray. And we pray earnestly. And we pray for one another. And we pray to be a blessing to the Lord's people. Look what He said here in verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, before they even ask, I'm going to answer. And while they're yet speaking, I'm going to hear. Oh. And it don't take a lot of words to get God's attention. It don't take a lot of words. We think it's going to take a lot of words. We've got to use a lot of words to pray. We don't have to use a lot of words. We just got to call people's names. God knows where they're at, knows what they're going through. Call their names. Say, Lord, you know them. They're in your hands. And Lord, we know you're going to take care of them. But Lord, we love them and we're praying for them because we love you and we love them. We want them to know that we care for them, but God, you'll do for them what we cannot possibly do. And I tell you, that's one of the most comforting things in the world to me. I love people pray for me. And there's nothing we can do better for anybody than we know that we love than to pray for them. Nothing we can do for them better for them than pray for them. Because you know who you're asking to intervene? You're asking God Almighty. You're asking God Himself. Look at them. Consider them. Their body's weak. Their mind's weak. Their soul's weak. They're sick. That's what our Lord, when Martha and Mary and Martha both said when the Lord came back 4 days after Lazarus had done dead. Said, Lord, if you'd have been here, he wouldn't have died. Oh, yes, he would have. But here's the thing. They knew that Christ could do for him what nobody else could do. And he said, he whom thou lovest is sick. And that's what we can say about the Lord's people. Thou whom thou lovest is sick. The people's not here because of sickness. God loves them, died for them, cares for them, bought them, and paid for them. Do you think for 1 minute that he's going to let something happen to them? He's going to do for them what they can't do for themselves. Oh my, no wonder. He said, while they're calling, I'm going to answer before they even start. And while they're calling, I'm going to send the answer. I'm going to send the answer. Oh my. Bless his holy name. Search me, know me. He knows the thoughts. He knows the intents of the heart. He knows the sighs. He knows the groans. He knows the tears. He knows us individually, and we won't be overlooked. We won't be overlooked. A lot of people get overlooked in this world. A lot of believers get overlooked. Even in congregations, they just get overlooked. But God never overlook you. Well, how precious and how important it is to know that God is omniscient. How important it is to know that God knows our thoughts, our words, before we were formed. How important is it? How important is it that he searched us? He's before us. He's in front of us. He's got his hand on us. Well, if anything were to happen without God directing it, willing it, it means that he didn't know. And if he didn't know, he'd cease to be God. He'd cease to be God. What God's knowledge is the determining factor of what happens in time. You know that? There was a time, we was in time. We was in time, living in time, when God crossed our path with the gospel. When did he will to do that? Before the foundation of the world. He gave us grace before the foundation of the world. He gave it to us in Christ before the foundation of the world. No wonder David said, this knowledge is too wonderful for me. Oh, nothing in the future is uncertain as far as God's will is concerned. Nothing. 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 Nothing's uncertain. Everything for me is certain. You know why? Because God's certain. My future is certain. My future is already made. You say, boy, that's a... Do you think God don't know what my future is and what my future... Where my future's at? If he knew me and chose me in Christ before the foundation of the world, he absolutely had to know my whole future. He knows my beginning and he knows my end. And oh, what a blessed thing that is. And I tell you, you know what he told Abraham? He said he called the things that don't yet exist as if they already, called things that be as though they were not. His knowledge was the cause of it happening, his will is. He knows all, for he willed all. And no wonder David said, Lord, you know me. You've known me. You search me. You know me. You know me. He's seen you get up. Come here. Sit down. He's going to see you get up, go home. He's going to see you sit down. He's going to see you watch television. He's going to see you go to bed. And he's going to see you get up. And he knows that. He knows when you get up, down, up, down. Oh, that's a door. Wonder. Before our God. Oh, everything in my life is open and naked before him. And yet, he knows us. Every single one. Everything about us. I'm going to put my hand over my head. Maybe you can't see through my hand. Oh, my. What a wonderful, what a God we have. No wonder this knowledge is just so... And then he also said this, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Our blessed Lord, our gracious Father, our blessed, 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 blessed Master, who is like unto thee? O Lord, who is like unto thee? Lord, we read about everything you know about us. There's no place we can go where you're not. There's nothing we know that you just thought or said or done that you don't know it. But Lord, I pray that you'd guard our lips, guard our minds, guard our hearts, cause us to love you more, cleave to you more, be more conscious of you watching and seeing us. And Lord, that would make our lives so restful, so peaceful, so comforting that you know us. God bless our dear brothers and sisters who are not with us through sickness and meet their needs and do it for Christ's sake. God bless these saints that go home. Keep them. Keep them, keep them, keep them, and keep me. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Well, Lord willing.